One of the issues that I am now asking interviewees about is the question of the designation process, which is in some cases leading to World Heritage Sites becoming targets of terrorism. And it really began with it actually began in Dubrovnik in the late 1900s, but also the Bamiyan Buddhas and so on, but now more systematically in Iraq and Syria and so on. And the question is whether it's a good idea to keep naming sites as World Heritage Sites if they're going to become targets.
Right. Well, I can understand the concern and the reason that some would have concerns over that matter, but I would find that to be a very sad result if sites were not, if they had every other reason for being on the World Heritage List, were not placed on, or were reluctant to be put on the World Heritage List because they might be targeted. I mean, either a site is globally significant or it isn't. My, you know, until you brought this question up, I mean, my bigger concern has been more, is a site really prepared for the likely increase in visitation and tourism by being placed on the World Heritage List? And of course, that's the reason many of these places are nominated in the first place, is because they're really hoping that it'll generate more visitation and hence more, you know, economic development. But if I had my way, a larger part of the evaluation would include, you know, is this site ready for, you know, a 25%, 50%, 75%, you know, increase in visitation? What does that management plan look like? Does that include not just how they're dealing with it today, but what it might be 5, 10, 15 years from now, when it may be overwhelmed by visitors and it doesn't know how to deal with them? So that to me is a bigger concern than being targeted by terrorists. Quite frankly, from a conservation side, I'd probably be more reluctant to think about nominating a site for that than for anything else. Are we going to be able to maintain the values if we have, you know, a million more visitors a year starting 10 years from now? And again, I think getting back to our earlier discussion that many in World Heritage see the point of the list is to get, you know, on the list to be inscribed, and the conservation is something we'll deal with later, kind of someone else's problem. But you need to be thinking about that when you are nominating a site, when you're inscribing a site, not just 10 years later.